We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie Eisenberg is a fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. He is with us. Should I tell you the story of what happened today, Jamie, and why you didn't know if you were coming on the show or not?
I mean, you know, I know you're almost 60 soon, right?
That's cute.
You losing your memory?
That's not exactly it. But
bingo.
That's not exactly it. So Football Fridays are highly scripted on this show because we do 15 minutes of Heat twice a show. We have a Dolphins guest on Fridays. We've got a professional handicapper on Fridays. We talk with you on Friday. Like, we're loaded up. And then here's what happened. So this morning, it was actually last night, Solana tells us, hey, Goran Dragic is going to come on with us tomorrow. I don't have a time yet. I go, okay. He's like, what time's good for Goran? We go, anytime. Doesn't matter. It's Goran Dragic. And then he texts and he says, John Beeson. No, Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki is coming on with us tomorrow, but it's not going to be the typical Dolphins time because they don't play Sunday. They play Monday. So we had all this stuff up in the air. And then he texted us this morning and goes, hey, John Beeson is going to come on today. So we had all this stuff up in the air, and the long and the short of it is I just totally forgot about you.
I got two things. First off, you didn't say one name more important than me on that list.
Bingo.
Two, you talk all the time about how, look at me planning for my show. You say you Instagram it. I don't know why anybody would follow you on Instagram, but you say you Instagram all this stuff. I heard you do a podcast once with what is it, the Five Guys Network? What do they call themselves? Ethan's Network?
It's more like a smattering rather than a network, but whatever. I mean, anybody can call themselves a network.
I love Ethan. He does a great job. But you're talking about how prepared of a radio host you are, and then, you know, I mean, it's, what, 5 years now? You forget me? Unbelievable.
So here's the funny part, though. So John Beeson was on with us in the last segment, and now we're out of time because we went so long with him.
I mean, look, you know, lucky the bookie's going to be pissed.
I'm not even joking. We're supposed to break at 4:31. I'm not even joking. Like, we went so long with John Beeson, and I didn't have anything prepared for you today anyway. Usually I write out all my either-ors. I forgot you were coming on until you texted me. I mean, I feel terrible.
I have 100 questions for Jamie. But
go ahead. Lay one on him.
John Brown or Josh Jacobs?
You know, I think John Brown might be safer. Eagles think.
See that?
Anything else?
I got some. No, the text line. We can knock a couple of them out, man. Like Golden Tate, Cortland Sutton, or Latavius Murray.
I really like the way that it was going with
we got to help the fans out, man.
I liked the way it was going with no fantasy questions asked and Jamie having sat through your entire Publix commercial and us being late to call him. I thought it was going swimmingly.
This is still my favorite radio show of all time. If Alvin Kamara is out, go with Latavius Murray. If Kamara is in, then I think it's a situation that you get the revenge game factor. Golden Tate going to Detroit.
James White or Ty Johnson?
PPR, James White. Non-PPR, let's give Ty Johnson a shot against the Giants with no Kerryon Johnson anymore.
We really doing this?
That's all I got. Okay,
go ahead, Solana.
I'm here, Jamie. Really important. Jimmy.
The people on hold are so pissed now, by the way. I'm not even kidding you. Go ahead, Solana.
Jimmy Graham or Vernon Davis?
You know, I think Jimmy Graham.
I need one.
The safer of the two. But for you, since you're, you know, using this for your personal time, or anybody that's listening, there's a handful of streaming tight ends that actually could be beneficial this week because you have no O.J. Howard, no Delanie Walker, and most likely no Jared Cook. So Jonnu Smith for the Titans, Cameron Brate for the Bucks, and Josh Hill for the Saints all could be really good in some great matchups. But Jimmy Graham for your situation.
Jamie, are the tight ends garbage this year, or am I just not good at picking them?
The Titans?
The tight ends, like overall tight end position, yeah.
there's been like eight good guys. You know, Darren Waller has been a nice surprise. Mark Andrews, nice surprise. You know, Hunter Henry coming back has been great. But yeah, for the most part, if you get past those eight guys, then it's really a crapshoot.
Oh. Jamie Eisenberg is a fantasy sports guru. You would never know it from this show, but if you follow him on Twitter, it's Jamie Eisenberg, J-A-M-E-Y. Did you see your cousin in that movie?
I did. It was fantastic. So if you like the first one, go see the second one.
That's how prepared I am for this interview. I forget what the name of the movie is. What's the name of the movie?
Zombieland 2.
Zombieland 2.
I actually was on with Zach and Monroe last night, and somebody texted in, was I upset that you didn't say you loved me back when I said I love you guys last week?
Yeah, you know what? It was an interesting social experiment because I've been saying that if you say to someone that you have somewhat of a relationship with that I love you, just muscle memory, you say it back. And then you actually did it to me and I didn't say it. And so I think I learned something either A, about myself, or B, about the way I feel about you. I don't know which one it was.
Well,
but
based on today's show prep, it's obvious how you feel about me. So I guess we know.
I don't know how that happened.
No more push the tea in my life, apparently.
I don't know how that happened. When I send you the schedule, Solana, why didn't you remind me that Jamie comes on Fridays?
I don't know.
There we go.
What about you, Crowder? Crowder, what about you?
Jamie Eisenberg tattoo.
I'm like Adam
Gase
over here.
By the way, Beeson lied to you, Channing, because when I used to work with him, he said I was his favorite Gator. So one of us was getting played.
That's just his line to Gators? Man, he's gaming us, Jamie. He just said it to everybody.
All right. Jamie Eisenberg. This was delightful, Jamie.
I had a blast.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
I said we love you.
I heard you.
Muscle
memory.
Somebody texts in, I missed the entire Jamie interview because the radio.com rewind feature is totally bleeping broken. Well, here's the good news. You didn't miss anything. we didn't talk about anything. That's on me, not on you.
I can't wait to get you some hearing aids for your 60th birthday.
Funny. Y'all are so funny. Turning 50 next month. The big 5-0, not 6-0. The big 5-0.
So he says.
Well, what does that
mean? You know what they say. Sometimes you are what you are, and, you know, I don't know what you are.
I don't know what that means.
I've never heard anybody say that.
I love you, though.
I know.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
So we,
how you treated him today?
Right? But I love him, though.
I love him.
I brought him on just to tell him hello. We blew off Mike Gesicki. I'm my right hand to God. I told Solana, you know what? Because Mike Gesicki, they decided he can come on at 5 o'clock. And what did I tell Solana? I go, forget it. I don't want to talk to Mike Gesicki today anyway. And we talked to you, though.
I mean, you said John Beeson, Goran Dragic, Mike Gesicki. You know, I still haven't heard anybody that should be on ahead of me.
Right. All right. Well, we can agree to disagree, but we love you, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care. Love you, too.
Yeah, there you go. Woo. All right. There you go. Jamie Eisenberg, I hope you got all your fantasy lineup set now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.